Thousands of people around the world stopped to watch the race that journos love to say stops the nation. Hello, I'm Wendy McGuinness from Bentley McGuinness Media. And have you ever noticed the sheer volume of cliches in a story like the Melbourne Cup? We have legendary trainers and kings, fillies on and off the track, obligatory shots of opulent marquees and women carrying home their stilettos at the end of a long day. There are endless figures about the volume of champagne poured or chickens roasted, even the weight of rubbish collected the next day. Then we look ahead where we see it all again. This is what the media calls colour, and most of us love it. But for the poor old journo, the only thing that changes most years with an event like the Cup is the actual starters in the race. So the coverage can be fairly formulaic. Crowd figures, food consumed, fashions on the field, and what they're doing in the various car parks. It might sound easy, but in fact it's not. Not everyone does colour well, especially those being interviewed. So if you're being interviewed, think about how you want to come across. If you're talking about a fun event, then introduce fun, colour, perhaps the people involved and the logistics, the weird and the wacky. Put a smile in your voice, if the story warrants it, and use descriptive and engaging language. Remember, the media speaks to dozens of people every day, but it's usually only those who have something interesting to say that become part of the story. Coming up at Wendy Journo at Audioboo and Twitter, why keeping it simple is essential.